Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Welcome to the broadcasting world, Keith.
Yes, finally it's here.
You're here. Keith is not doing a radio show on Today FM. He is, however, got a brand new podcast that just came out today.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Keith Barry's Open Mind.
Keith Barry's Open Mind. So is your mind open? Are you exploring things that previously maybe you would have had a bit of reticence? Is that what it's about? Or is it just for everyone else to keep an open mind?
I think you're right. So look, we know each other a long time and I'm the ultimate skeptic.
Yes, you are.
And that's because of my background, obviously, in deception as a magician, a mentalist, a hypnotist, a brain hacker. And I'm also a scientist. So look, normally I'm Mr. Skeptical. So I thought, well, why don't I flip that a little bit?
Okay.
And have an open mind about everything. And then just explore interesting people with interesting, you know, I suppose, thought processes and interesting backgrounds. And that's what the podcast is about. It's an exploration of me being open-minded with unique topics.
Okay, so when you say open-minded, like, for example, I would be quite close-minded, I think, about a lot of things. I would be as skeptical, I think, perhaps like you would be. But I would not believe, for example, in anything ghostly, otherworldly. I don't believe that there are psychic powers. I believe everything you demonstrate is an absolutely brilliant set of skills you have learned and honed over the years. I don't believe that you can read people's minds, any of those things. No, I don't believe any of that. I just think you're brilliant at your job. But I guess, would you approach some of those kinds of topics with your open mind, which previously would have been a little bit like mine, maybe a little closed?
Yeah, I think I'm at that age where I'm on an exploration of the mind. And I think I have to be more open-minded than I was previously.
Okay.
So yeah, many, many years ago, I'd be very close-minded about, you know, psychics. I'd be very close-minded about ghosts. And,
do you sit down and talk with somebody who claims to be a psychic?
Yeah, so today's episode, the opening episode, is with Natasha Bracken. And fair play to her, because look, a lot of psychics, they don't want to talk to me because they think I'm so skeptical. But look, I think she would agree, like, I treated her with an open mind, with respect, and I just wanted to explore, like, what is it to be a psychic in the modern day? You know, what are her belief systems? What is our process? And even though I'm open-minded, I do leave it open to the viewers, the listeners, what their end opinion is, if you like. And I think that's what it's about. And just I'm posing probing questions, but she's got a fascinating backstory, I can tell you. Like, do you know what I mean? She was in a car accident where her son was in the car with her. And basically that was one of her life-changing moments where, you know, Natasha saw a spirit. And again, look, it's very easy to think one way or another way about this.
Yep.
But again, you know, having met her, I really took her at face value for her honesty.
Mm.
And that spirit came to her. It saved her life and her son's life. And that kind of changed the trajectory of her life. And that's where she was. I think she was a hairdresser at the time. And now she is, you know, full-time psychic.
Full-time psychic.
And, you know, I think, you know, I have to push my skepticism aside, but still have a critical hat on.
So yeah, because that
I think it's still okay to be a critical thinker in these podcasts and still pose difficult questions. And she was very open to those questions. But I think we had a melting of the minds. I like the thing, which is kind of interesting towards the end of it. You know, we kind of hugged it out. You're right in what you've said about me, your examination of me over the years, right? I use a lot of different techniques to make it look like I can hack brains. And in some instances, a lot of that is far more towards reality than the fake stuff that I do. But sometimes I've done stuff over the years where I do actually drive home in the car and go, was I real there in that moment in time?
As in, how did I do that? You'd question yourself on the way home.
So I'm going to say this out loud, okay? So my dad passed away in January this year.
That's right.
And
sorry to hear that again.
I was there with my uncle, my mum, my sister, the four of us were there, and we were in the hospice. And you're in that kind of 48-hour window where, you know dad's going to pass at some stage. And I said to my uncle, like on the QT, not to upset my mom, I said, look, I think he's going to pass at 2:01 a.m. tonight. Now, this is a true story. I wouldn't say it if it wasn't
you wouldn't.
True.
You wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
Right.
Yeah.
And then my uncle drove home because that was about 8 or 9 o'clock. He drove home and the nurse came in and then she goes, look, your dad's going to pass in the next few minutes. And I rang my uncle, said, listen, you need to get back in here. And it was only hours later after dad had passed, I looked at the time of the phone call and I called my uncle at 2 a.m. and dad died about a minute later. So you look at that and you go, well, what was that? Right? Was that just...
Because that wasn't you performing to your uncle. That wasn't you showing him. Like, that was just...
No, so then you question, what was that? Was it psychic? I don't think so. Just, you know, just when I peel it back, right? I go, was it just a lucky guess? Probably. But then other people would look at that and go, no, that was definitely psychic. So that's when I have to approach things with an open mind and put aside my own cynicism. Like years gone by, one of the shows you kind of were alluding to there was The Dark Side. I was doing The Dark Side show. But during that, the rehearsals for that, like I was practicing with Ouija boards and all this kind of stuff. And books flew off shelves behind me for real, right? But at that moment in time, I just put that down. Books were just misplaced. They just fell.
Toppled down.
But now I'm becoming that. I think it's an age thing. I think I just have to just explore and see. That doesn't mean my cynicism or skepticism is gone.
You
know what I mean?
But it is. It's fascinating then to look at these topics that you perhaps previously, as you said, would have had this closed door, closed mind on. Like ghosts, the thing, ghost hunting. I know you're doing an episode on that, right?
I found him really fascinating. PJ O'Sullivan. So PJ has this Pooka Vogue paranormal group, and they go around to castles, they go into people's houses, and they explore for ghosts or spirits, and they use all of the different EMF, the electronic equipment to see if there's ghosts there. But you know, again, like PJ is a really intelligent human being, and you know, if he was to sit and talk to you, you go, okay. Ghosts are probably real, right? Now, do I actually think ghosts are real? I'm on the fence. Like, probably not, if I'm going to be honest.
Right. And I'm firmly in the not.
I'm saying probably not, but still firmly not. But again, you know, I found his story fascinating. Like, there was one time that he felt a spirit press up against him, against his back, I think it was, in one of the castles. And, you know, he firmly actually...
He believes.
Believes that was real. But then they've got all kinds of evidence, on these different electronic devices that they use. So I found him fascinating. And then listen, to spin out of it, got Dr. Nicola Fox Hamilton. So she's a cyber psychology expert. So talk to her about
cyber psychology. Yes, cyber psychology.
And that was really interesting because my, I suppose, psychology and intuitive background or mentalism background, it was really interesting kind of melting in the minds with her and what she thinks. And here's an interesting thing, because you're a parent as well. She doesn't think the phone addiction is a problem. She doesn't think phone addiction is even a thing. So I found that really fascinating because I'm forever trying to get my kids off their devices. I think a lot of people out there are. And we see it as an addiction. And she says it is not a clinical addiction to their phone, because she said your phone does so many things.
Yes.
So it's not just one thing. So therefore it can't be an addiction to a phone.
Okay.
Because it's not just social media. It's news feeds. It does
games.
Everything,
it can be,
right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So it's like a thousand different things, but it's in your hand. So it's not an addiction to a phone. So I found that really fascinating. I talked to her about online dating as well. So that was a really kind of interesting conversation. And then look, I love David Ford. David Ford is the ex-Irish goalkeeper. And he spoke about the fact that he was playing for Millwall. And up until this point in time, I don't think he's spoken too much about this.
Right.
So he'll be in an upcoming episode. Ultimately, he used to play for Millwall on a Saturday. And he'd be in the dressing room afterwards where they're getting the debrief on the game. And all he's doing is looking at the watch, because he'd have a flight booked from Heathrow to India. Nobody would know. He goes straight from the dressing room to Heathrow, over to India, 12 hours in a bus, up the Himalayas, to sit with a guru for 3 days and basically chant and use japa, which is an ancient form of meditation. You do that for 3 days, then drive back, get in a flight back and go training back on a Thursday.
Oh my God.
And no one knew. And anybody he did tell didn't believe him.
Now that you're open-minded, I'm going to use that to my advantage, and I am going to give you a taste of your own medicine, okay?
Yep.
So over the years, you've performed many incredible mental feats.
Yep.
As I said, it's a skill set you've developed, practiced and honed over years. But I'm now going to prove to you that I am also a massively talented brain hacking individual with powers comparable to Keith Barry, right? So what I'll do is, Carl's here to kind of judge that I'm not cheating. Keith, you obviously haven't heard anything about this. I haven't spoken to you about this before.
You sound like me, right?
Yeah, yeah, you do. That's what I'm trying to do. I haven't kind of given you any conversation before we came on air about this. No, this is all genuine, right? Okay. So I'm going to get you now to think of a card.
Yep.
Any card in the deck of 52. No jokers, no instruction cards, just 52 cards. Think of that card.
I got one.
Now, what I want you to do is I want you to project that loudly but silently from your brain to mine, okay?
It's going in.
I know what this card is going to be. In fact, I decided what this card was on the drive into work this morning.
I love it.
So I have been influencing you since you came in here. And I want you to tell everybody, I'm going to write down this piece of paper here, what the card is. And I want you to tell everybody out loud right now, what is your card?
The Eight of Diamonds.
Eight of diamonds.
Eight of diamonds.
Who is psychic, Keith Barry or me? This is your question.
Oh, I feel like you have to read in your mind.
No, I'm reading his mind. Get with the program.
I'm a bit confused now.
Second one, I've seen you guess people's pin numbers on their bank cards all the time. So I'm now going to guess your pin number.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to count, right, from 0 to 9.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to read which one of your numbers it is, right? So first number, I go 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. Then I'm going to get your second one. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Don't even need to go that high. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. Right. I've written down your PIN number. I'll show it to the guys once you say it out loud. What is your PIN number? And you're obviously, you have to go to an ATM and change this after this.
8978.
2623. I wasn't psychic that time. Okay, I wasn't psychic that time.
I have a psychic game I can play with Cahill, by the way.
Okay,
no.
Well, no, we don't have time for that.
I'm freaked out, no.
I'll tell you what we'll do, right? What I'm going to do now is I'm going to hand you a copy of my Dave's Bad Jokes book. You're going to randomly pick a page at your discretion. You're going to randomly then find a word on that page and put your finger on that word. Any page, any word, and then I'm going to say what the word is out loud. Are you ready?
Got it.
Flamingo.
Olympic.
Olympic. Close. As Meatloaf sang, 1 out of 3 ain't bad. I don't even think that was this song. Keith Barry, best of luck with Keith Barry, Open Mind, the podcast. It came out today. So many fascinating guests, so many fascinating bits, and proof, I think, that Keith Barry's expertise is far greater than mine. But I got the 8 of diamonds.
Yeah, you did.
You can read my mind. I don't know. Today FM. Thanks, Keith.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
For 120 years, Mount Carmel College of Nursing has prepared nurses to serve our communities. Here, our students can earn their Bachelor of Science in Nursing degree and take their education all the way to a Doctor of Nursing practice with small class sizes and help every step of the way. Want to learn more? Visit mccn.edu/visit to schedule your campus visit today. That's mccn.edu/visit.